with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Quite a day for President Trump as he participated in the Marathon Bible Reading event in Washington, live streamed from the Museum of the Bible. The president's appearance by video had been pre-recorded in the Oval Office as he read from the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles in a passage where God promises forgiveness if a future generation rebels, then repents.
And as for you, if you will walk before me, as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, there shall not fail you as a man to be ruler in Israel.
Florida Democrat Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick resigning amid allegations of financial misconduct that could have led her expulsion later in this week.
The announcement came just moments before the House Ethics Committee was scheduled to meet to weigh potential penalties for the embattled Florida Democrat, who's facing federal charges over allegations of stealing millions of dollars from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help fund her congressional campaign. Sherfalus McCormick has maintained her innocence. But in a statement Tuesday, she said the ethics investigation, quote, was not a fair process and threatened to disadvantage her defense in the criminal case. Republican Corey Mills, also of Florida, also faces an ethics committee hearing that could result in expulsion this week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Florida's attorney general opening a probe now into OpenAI's ChatGPT. That investigation examines the AI app's interactions with a gunman charged in that fatal shooting at Florida State University last year. This is SRN News. A new poll on President Trump and faith. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
48% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 cannot name a single Nazi concentration camp. That's the finding of a new survey by nonprofit Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Poll reveals 53% of the general U.S. population has encountered Holocaust denial or distortion. This is SRN News. Golf is preparing to leave one of its, well, exotic locales.
The PGA Tour is bidding aloha to Hawaii on its schedule. The Century at Kapalua was canceled last January because of a water dispute that kept the plantation course from being ready in time. Wisconsin-based Century has a sponsorship deal through 2035 and will be going elsewhere. The PGA Tour has also confirmed the Sony Open in Honolulu also won't be on the 2027 schedule. The tour is talking to the Sony Open about being a PGA Tour Champions event next year. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
New York suing Coinbase and Gemini over unregulated and unlicensed prediction market platforms that the state contends are illegal gambling operations. Suit was filed Tuesday in state court in Manhattan. More details, srnnews.com.